So, Greg, over the 20-year history of the Business Climate Survey, we've always asked the question of businesses. And let's keep in mind that the Keystone Business Climate Survey is a survey of people who are actually doing business, be they the CEO or the owner of the business or a guy managing your local corner store. We're talking to the people who actually are engaged in business. And we always ask them whether or not they think business conditions in Pennsylvania are better, the same, or worse than they were 6 months ago. Taking a look at the numbers, it still seems like the economy in Pennsylvania is going in the wrong direction.
I would agree. It doesn't appear as though many businesses have fully recovered. They believe that times are hard, right? And I think they're feeling that in their everyday work, right? We see that inflation is extremely high. It's hard to get some products on the shelves. Are consumers actually buying those products? Are you making the income that you were making prior to the pandemic when everything shut down? I think that businesses are at a really tough pinch point now where some of them are looking to close their doors because things just aren't recovering as fast as they would like them to.
And what we've seen in this survey, we had 36% that said business conditions have gotten worse, about 26% said better. The interesting thing, over a third said staying about the same. And if we look back at the history of this survey, which is taken every 6 months, we have seen since COVID, since the immediate aftermath of COVID, that the business climate is always being rated as getting worse. So same means bad.
Yes, correct. I mean, we haven't moved the needle very much on any beneficial policies for business. And so I think that's reflected in these percentages. And if we were the General Assembly here in Pennsylvania or the federal government was putting good policies out there for business, I think there would be a little bit more of anticipation of good times ahead. But right now, it doesn't appear there haven't been much movement in any legislation or any policy really over the past year and a half. And so I think that these numbers are pretty accurate where businesses just simply aren't seeing a positive upswing and times are tough.
And looking ahead, we asked them what they thought was going to happen over the next 6 months, Greg. Again, basically thinking we're going to have more of the same. Mm-hmm. And we saw with hiring and sales numbers, everything being pretty static. So we appeared to be mired where we are. We did ask the businesses, and we've done this for a couple of surveys now, what are the biggest challenges that are facing them? And this time around, we've had a major change from the last 6 months or a year. And that is inflation, Greg, seems to be really getting a grip on businesses.
It is. And what we've seen at NFIB is that inflation had a period where it dipped back down a little bit as not the biggest concern for a business owner. But now we're seeing this sharply rise again. And that's extremely unfortunate because I think many business owners thought they were going to be looking at better economic times, that inflation would be going back down a little bit quicker than it is. We would see interest rates cut, but unfortunately, we haven't seen those rate decreases yet, and it's unclear whether or not that's going to happen by the end of the year. And, you know, and that really affects business owners and their ability to borrow capital and expand their business and hire more employees, buy new equipment. And so it's certainly very concerning to see such a large number complaining about inflation. I think it's really hitting nearly every industry and it's hitting hard.
While asking another question on inflation, we asked whether or not inflation was having a significant, moderate, or no impact. We had over 90% that say that it's had an impact and 43% saying a significant impact. Seems to be hurting just about. I don't know who the couple of people were who said they weren't.
Love to know what industries those 5% are in that have seen no impact due to inflation. But yeah, it almost 43% significant impact. And I think we as consumers can then feel that when we go to buy the products. If the employers and businesses are suffering from significant inflation, you know, they're ending up having to pass that on to the consumer. And so the consumer then is experiencing significant inflation. And I think, you know, every time I go to the grocery store, you know, I significantly yeah. feel the increase in prices. Every single product is higher than it was a year ago. And so for those working on a fixed income or low income, the significant impact of inflation is very real. Their dollar dollars and cents only go as so far. And I think that's why we're seeing the credit card debt be at nearly an all-time high in our society, because people just can't afford the increase in prices.
Another factor that is really concerning our businesses, and this was number one throughout most of last year, it's now fallen behind inflation, but still among the top two or three issues, is the ability to find and keep qualified employees. We're particularly our smaller businesses having difficulty with that.
Yeah, and what we're seeing in the small business industry is many folks are showing up to their job interviews, but they have no intention of actually taking the job. We're supporting legislation today by Michelle Brooks running out of the Senate to require potential employees to put forth a good faith effort in an interview process, or else they lose out on their unemployment benefits. Workers have been doing this for quite some time. It's a loophole in the unemployment system. And these small businesses, I mean, really, they really just need anybody. And sometimes it's a little easier to find that cashier or a job that doesn't require a ton of skill. It's a little easier to find those folks. But when we're talking construction and working with heavy machinery, or qualified, you need a qualification for plumbing or a mechanic or something where it takes, you know, some skill and education and training, it's nearly impossible to find those folks out there. Employers have increased their pay and their compensation packages, and they continue to do so. But it's just not drawing the folks back to the workforce, and small businesses are certainly having an extremely hard time finding the qualified employees.
We are talking with Greg Moreland from the National Federation of Independent Business, Pennsylvania, about the Lincoln Institute's Spring 2024 Keystone Business Climate Survey. This is a survey of the owners, the CEOs, the managers of business, the people who are in the trenches. It seems like supply chain disruptions that really plague businesses after COVID have dropped considerably, although we still have about 21%. That are having some issue with that, and perhaps in Pennsylvania more than elsewhere, the disruption from the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse may be playing somewhat of a role. But it seems like supply chains have pretty much opened back up.
They have, and that's our understanding from our membership as well, is we're hearing much less complaining about supply chain disruptions, more so, like we had previously discussed, more so about inflation and having the qualified workers available so that the business can stay open.
Let's talk for a couple of minutes about the fact that we do have a presidential election. I'm sure everybody's painfully aware of that at this particular point. And we've wanted to follow up on some national polls that have asked folks whether or not they believe that the Biden years or the Trump years were better. So we thought it would be interesting to see what Pennsylvania businesses thought of that. So we did ask those questions, and it's sort of interesting here, Greg, that the Biden years, which we are still in, have been viewed as mostly bad, 45% to 31%, but those remembering the Trump years saw them as mainly good, 47 to 43. What do you make of that?
I think people are feeling the economic pain of the Biden years and remembering fondly the days when the stock market was increasing, everybody had jobs, they were getting paid very well under the Trump administration, you know, less regulation, businesses were a little bit more free to operate. And so I think people are looking at their pocketbook today and saying, am I better off today or 4 years ago? And I think what the results show is that many folks are sadly upset with the performance of the current president and fondly remembering the years when President Trump was in office.
Illegal immigration, Greg, is not something that really was on the radar screen in our survey until relatively recently. But this time around, even though Pennsylvania is not a border state, mirroring the electorate as a whole, the businesses are saying that illegal immigration is having a negative impact. And we look at almost 70% saying that illegal immigration is having a negative impact. And of that, 28% said significantly negative. Are you seeing that as you go around the state, because you spend a lot of time talking to small business owners? Are they concerned about that impact?
Absolutely. There are most certainly safety concerns. The businesses in the metropolitan areas are certainly concerned about the longevity of their business in the current climate, right? We have people that we don't know who they are in our country, walking our streets, sleeping on our sidewalks, requiring social services from the Commonwealth and from the cities. Illegal immigration is certainly a concern for more than just the folks that live in a border state. Unfortunately, 2024, every state has become a border state. And so it's not surprising to me to see that many business owners believe that the illegal immigration problem that the Commonwealth is seeing is having a significantly negative impact.
Another concern here in the Commonwealth, and it's a rising concern, has been the issue of the reliability of our electric grid. We saw Governor Josh Shapiro here a few weeks back, Greg, come out with basically a cap and tax plan to put the onus on fossil fuels and to try to develop more so-called alternate fuels, including several sources that currently do not exist.
Sure.
What do we see happening there? Is this starting to cause some concern in the business community?
It's something that's a pretty complex problem, and if you're not adequately educated on it, it's hard to kind of understand, right? Right now, when I go to the light switch and I turn on the light, I don't need to know how it happens. I just want the light to turn on when I flip the switch, right? But what we're looking at here is a future that is going away from fossil fuels where they've been vilified. But I would tend to argue that natural gas proliferation here in Pennsylvania has been the largest driver in reducing carbon emissions that we've seen over the last 15 years is the prevalence of natural gas. And so it's come somewhat surprising that the governor is still proposing a cap and tax program here in the Commonwealth, because I thought on the campaign trail he had kind of gotten away from that mantra and was saying that the General Assembly should be the ones that that should move forward with that policy if desired. But here he is again proposing another policy in which it's going to drastically harm our electric power grid and also the consumers by increasing prices. If we end up having a Shapiro electric grid plan, I would tend to argue that we are going to be experiencing blackouts, and our electric grid is not designed for solar and wind. The reliability of those products is just subpar compared to the products that we already have here in Pennsylvania.
All of this adding to the concern that the businesses are expressing about future economic conditions. Here in Penns Woods, we have been talking with Greg Moreland, who is Executive Director of the National Federation of Independent Business here in Pennsylvania. Greg, want to tell us a little bit about NFIB? Where can folks find you?
Sure, absolutely. NFIB is the National Federation of Independent Business. Represent about 13,000 small and independent businesses here in Pennsylvania, about 300,000 nationwide. We are advocates for small business, and that's my job, is to stand up for the little guy in front of the legislature and make sure that they understand the problems and the pain that government often causes small businesses. We are a national organization, and so we have a presence in all 50 state capitals and a large presence down in Washington, D.C., and so certainly work with our federal contingent as well. We do have a great research center with a lot of statistics and data points, so I would urge everyone to take a trip on over to NFIB.com and check that website out. And there's lots of really good info there, and certainly a great organization to work for, because I get to stand up for the little guy every day and fight on their behalf.
We appreciate your doing that. We have been talking about the Lincoln Institute's Spring 2024 Keystone Business Climate Survey. You can get all the complete numeric results and analysis at lincolninstitute.org. Greg, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.